Finding the right cleat can be transformative. Believe me, I've worn plenty during my career. So getting the right balance is crucial. The cleat needs to feel good on your foot, but also feel good connecting with the ball. The New Balance Furon 7 Plus is built with both of those points in mind, offering overall comfort and precise striking in the game's fastest moments. Because, as I learned the hard way, because I didn't possess much of it, speed matters in soccer. That's why the Furon 7 Plus is built for accuracy and precision at rapid pace, and is engineered specifically for use on firm ground. Why is this the ideal cleat, I hear you ask? Well, not to get too scientific, but the Furon 7 Plus offers a lightweight yet supportive hypo-knit with mesh lining upper construction and is paired with offset lacing for a truer strike of the ball, which is a long way of me saying that your game will immediately get better when these are on your feet. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Attacking Third, a CBS Sports soccer podcast. I'm Sandra Herrera, lead NWSL writer for CBS Sports. Joined today, as always, by my colleague and co-host Lisa Roman, broadcaster and analyst for NWSL and CBS Sports. On today's episode, we have a special segment for the month of February celebrating Black History Month. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube so that you never miss out whenever we go live or our exclusive interviews. Today, we welcome the first ever Black head coach in the NWSL, former MLS defender and current head coach of the Orlando Pride, Seb Hines. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you here in Attacking Third. It's your first time here on the show. We've talked to a lot of players and lots of other folks in the space. And every so often, whenever we get a chance to get a coach on, it's always a delight because we actually don't get too many coaches. No.
Oh, really?
On the show. So we're so happy. Yeah, we're so happy to have you here and really excited to chat with you because we're gearing up for preseason and NWSL. So let's maybe just start with that right now. How are you and then the coaching staff preparing for preseason with the team?
We're super excited. We just want to get going. You know, we've got a lot of new faces here. I thought we were very successful in the draft. We got some really good picks in the draft and we're excited to bring them on board and get them going and get a feel for what it's like to be an Orlando Pride player. We had a taste of it last year. We had a mini preseason, mid-season when we took over. But it would be nice to really start from day one and go over your principles, your style of play, you know, everything like that from the very start. So yeah, super excited, can't wait to get going and really looking forward to the first day of preseason.
Coach, you really get to sink your teeth into this team and it started with the draft, as you said, very successful. But for you as a head coach, what was it like navigating through your first draft in the NWSL?
So yeah, head coach role was a little bit different. You know, you obviously have more say in your recruitment strategy, but overall we knew areas of and positions that we need to improve on and areas that we needed to fill positions within the team. And, you know, we were really happy. We managed to cover every position other than the goalkeeper position. And a lot of the players that we identified, you know, they've had success in the collegiate level. Can they now take it into the professional level and really challenge themselves and test themselves against some of the best players in the world?
I want to ask about one of your draft picks, because there were five that Orlando was able to grab in the NWSL draft, but number three overall, it was defender Emily Madrill, and she's going to Orlando. This was huge for her, huge for her family. She's formerly in Florida State University. What drew you to a player like Emily Madrill?
I think since I started working with the Pride, I've always identified Emily as a top talent, a top player. You know, preseason, we'd always scrimmage against FSU, and she was always one that stood out. Being a local player as well, you know, having them ties to Florida, I think is important. It also gives a pathway to young players who are in this area that is possible to go all the way to pro. So, you know, she's a great person. She's a great professional already. She's already had experience from going to Sweden and being in a professional environment, and she's ready. She's ready for the challenge of the NWSL. So again, I think on behalf of the whole organization, we're really pleased to get a player like Emily Madrill here at Orlando Pride.
It's so cool to sort of hear how you've been navigating these early months and early weeks as a head coach with your recent promotion as the head coach of the team. You made a bit of history as the first ever Black head coach in the NWSL, and here in the United States, the country preparing to celebrate Black History Month in February. But for you, what does it mean to you personally to sort of break that kind of barrier here in the league?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, as you can tell by my voice, I'm English, but my dad was American. You know, I grew up with American traditions. My dad's family are all based in North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. So, you know, it's a very important piece of who I am. It's a very proud moment when I went up to see them over Thanksgiving. You know, it was great to see, you know, my family and what they've been through and what they've overcome over, you know, multiple years. So for me to be the first Black head coach in the NWSL was a really proud moment for myself and my family. So yeah, I'm truly grateful for not only the opportunity, but to also set some history.
You know, it went from the intern role to head coach. So it was one of these kind of weird gray area lingering things where folks were looking to see and connect the dots if this was the first ever. And then finally, with this promotion that sort of makes it official, when you're finding yourself sort of navigating the responsibilities of this role as a head coach, you know, I know at times for folks who have to navigate spaces as the minority, so to speak, sometimes there comes with that a certain layer of responsibility, perhaps to do well or succeed in these roles. Is that something that you embrace? Is that something that you feel? And how are you looking to sort of take that on for yourself?
Yeah, I think you said it there. Anytime you step into a head coach's role, you know, there's a level of responsibility and leadership, and also, like, you know, setting a pathway for others. I think that's really important as I take this role, that, you know, I'm always going to do it to the best of my ability. And, you know, we talk about, you know, setting pathways as players and using that as a motivator. I think now with me in this position, it is a big responsibility, but I also want other coaches to know that it is possible. And, you know, when you get that opportunity, you have to take it. And the more exposure, the more opportunity that we're given to more minority coaches, I'm sure everyone will succeed in that position. And That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to succeed and bring the best out of Orlando Pride and bring the best out of the players, the staff that are around me. You know, everything that we do, we want to do to the best of our ability. So I'm really excited to be given this opportunity, and I won't take it lightly. I'm going to be working countless hours. Trust me. I'll be working so hard.
It sounds like you maybe already have. It's the off season. Are you putting in overtime already?
Yeah, yeah. I might need to use my PTO or something.
PTO, but, clocking yeah. it in before preseason even starts.
no, but I love it. Like this is a game that I've grew up with. I don't know anything else. I've played the game, you know, since I was 7 years old. I've gone all the way to the highest level as a player. Now, you know, I'm in this position now as a head coach, coaching at the highest level. So it's not something that I take lightly. I understand my position and I really want to bring success to Orlando Pride because I've been here 8 years, you know, 3 years as a player. I've been a volunteer for 2 years with the Pride. I've worked my way up to this position now. And, you know, I really want to bring success to this club.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
You have had a journey to get to where you are right now, and that includes playing at the highest level professionally. And then, as you just mentioned, being a volunteer, being an assistant, being an interim head coach, and now being a head coach. When you look back at all those various experiences and your stepping stones to get you where you are to here, what of those experiences do you lean on now as a head coach?
Patience, I guess. Persistence and being a good person. Like anyone who knows me, I'm very down to earth. You know, my son plays youth soccer. I'm very approachable. People, you know, parents will come ask me questions and stuff, and you know, I make people welcome. You know, we're a very inclusive place here. I'm always wanting to give back to the people around me. You know, if anyone needs help, I'm there to help. You know, you know, it's a very welcoming place, and having gone through them experiences myself as being a volunteer, someone had to take a chance on me, and I had to learn whilst I was here. So yeah, I'm super grateful. I learned a lot from being a player, because obviously as a player, you only see like the one side. Been on the other side, the off-field stuff. There's so much work put into everything. and a lot of organizing, a lot of you know, strategies. You know, you got to get a lot of things in place, let's say. So yeah, with them experiences, I've learned a lot, and it's put me in a good position where I'm at right now.
It's almost like a little bit more paperwork versus just like go out there and play the game.
I got paper every.
if our listeners are only listening to this and can't see the background, Seb is joining us with the whiteboard in the background, yeah, along with all of his notebooks. It's amazing.
Yes, with all the papers you have. I want to ask you, as a former defender, once you started coaching, maybe it's a little bit different now because you have been on the other side of the white line for so many years now, but when you first started coaching, or even now, do you find yourself viewing the game still from a defender's perspective, or do you have a different perspective when you coach?
Do you know what's funny? You say that, and yes, I was a defender, Lisa. I was a centre back. I love to head it and kick it and do the dirty work. But honestly, like, we play the game to play football, and that's been my ethos since I started. Like, enjoy having the ball, enjoy creating opportunities to score. Like, that's the fun part. Now, there's obviously two sides of the game, and everyone has to play their part in defending. You know, forwards have to defend, midfielders have to defend, and you know, defenders have to defend. I don't actually like using the term defenders, because everyone who doesn't have the ball is defenders. So
I agree. I'm a former defender, and we at Attacking Third, we love defense. We love talking about defenders. But yeah, everyone is defending. Starts with your striker up top, and then it just trickles down.
And I think with like the evolution of the game now, like, you see a lot of teams play out from the back. You know, now the center backs have to be probably some of the most creative players on the field. You know, you have to start attacks. You've got to play through the lines. You've got to, you know, find the space sometimes for a forward to run onto. Like, that now is the evolution of the game. You have to be so all-rounded in your identity, let's say, or your player profile. You have to be like, you have to check so many boxes now, because the game's evolving so quickly.
Let's stay with this energy. We're talking tactics, and you know, in terms of folks who are keeping track in terms of their off-season trackers for the Pride, along with a pretty successful draft event, the club also announced a ton of re-signings and acquisitions, specifically the re-signing of Marta and her return to Orlando, the signing of Adriana. So a couple of Brazilian internationals that you've got with the squad. We know that, you know, Marta's coming off of rehabbing an extended injury. Are there plans to acclimate her slowly into the group? And how do you see a player like Adriana fitting into the squad as a first-year player?
Yeah, I mean, Marta's... she's some player. She's incredible. And it was a big injury for her. It was a moment in her career that she hasn't experienced. And just to sum her personality on, she flew past the rehab stages like rapidly. It was incredible. We had to like tone her down a little bit. Like, hold on, you need to do the right measurements and make sure their knee's fully intact and you know, everything that you do in a post-surgery. But she's a great advocate for being a professional. You know, she like wants to win everything. Honestly, it's incredible. She, whether it's like a 5v5 tournament or it's the World Cup final, like, she treats it exactly the same. And for the young players that are in our environment, like, they can look at her and be like, wow, this is why she was, you know, 5-time player of the year. So having her back is really helpful for us. I know we missed her creativity, her work ethic last year, but it also allowed a lot of players to step up and get exposure of the league. And with our young roster, you know, they're a year ahead of where they probably would have been if we had a full veteran 11 on the field. So I think it's great. It shows development. It shows that we're willing to give young players an opportunity, and we're willing to teach them. You know, what better environment to learn than being on the field against some of the best players in the world? So They have to use that momentum now going into next year. But also with someone like Marta, they can look at, and she'll do that work. We talked about, you know, defenders, like she will defend at the front because she wants that ball so much. And when we signed someone like Adriana, she has similar qualities. You know, she's very good technically. She's got an eye for goal. Her work ethic is incredible. And I think that's important to see when you bring in world-class players like that and they're doing the little bits, you know, the work ethic, the tracking back, the defending, the, you know, them little things go so far when you know what they can do going into the attack. So she was a really big signing for us. And that's what we're looking for when we're trying to recruit players, the players who are game changers like Adriana and Marta, but they're willing to do the little things as well.
Seb, I was already excited to watch Orlando this year. Now you're getting me even more jazzed up to see them in purple take the field. For you as interim head coach at the end of last year, you got a taste of the NWSL, the competition, even as an assistant. But now with a full season ahead of you, you get to implement your tactics and what you want from day one, from recruiting these players, from drafting them, from signing new players. It's a blank slate for you. What are you and your main goals for this team in 2023 as you assemble them for preseason?
Well, we want to be competitive. I think that's important. We want to get to a good start and build momentum. Even with everything that went on last year, we still had a run at playoffs. Like we came really close. There's always a moment that defines it. And I think when Rapinoe scored that 93rd minute winner, like it was a sucker punch. But what a great learning mechanism for us to go back and say, right, these are the little things that are going to push us over that line. Back to your last question, you know, it was important that we re-signed a lot of the players who were out of contract. You know, having that team cohesiveness, that team togetherness, and them leaving the season wanting more. They didn't actually want the season to end. They knew that they were onto something, you know, bigger and better. And this period, this off-season period has been long, and everyone's been itching to get back. So it was important that we brought a lot of our players from last year back. We've obviously added some players as well. Yeah, like from day one, they know that it's going to be hard. It is going to be miserable in preseason. But, you know, it's getting past that mental barrier of like, okay, when you go into games, no one is going to give you 3 points. Like no one does that. This league is one of the most competitive leagues. You have to earn respect. You have to earn your right to play. And that will be our message from day one is that you got to earn everything that you get. Winning's hard. It's hard. It's not easy. And with the staff, we're all together with that. We're all aligned with that. We've all had experience of playing. So we know what it takes. And it's not easy. It's hard work and getting your head down and being determined to be successful.
Coach Hines, I'm amped. I'm like, well, I'm hearing you talk about that now, like about the pride and the energy that you all want to carry into preseason and through the regular season. I'm replaying a lot of those games in my head right now during 2022, games that we had to recap on Attacking Third, and how Orlando was not only kind of playing spoiler at times, but going on that run and sort of making everyone else kind of pump the brakes. It's going to be exciting to see what the team builds on in 2023. You know, whenever we get towards the end of our interviews with guests, specifically players, we always like to get a little more personable, maybe ask some fun questions with them. We'd like to do that with you to sort of close out. A lot of times we lean into this sort of the routine of it all. Players, if they have a go-to beverage sort of pre or post training, what is their go-to sideline snack? If they have to have something to keep them going throughout the game, and we're going to pitch you the same questions. Is there right. something that you go to, even if it's just for comfort, to sort of have as part of your routine that you is your first choice?
Yeah, it's funny because we were having this conversation, and as a player, like I had to get myself like amped up, like I had to get myself really going. So I used to have a Red Bull before every game.
Oh, you were one of those.
Yeah, but I've continued that into coaching now, where wow. I'll have a Red Bull as well. And then I don't know if you see, like I'll have some Skittles in my pocket just to chew on. I like the wild berry ones.
So you're not even yeah. just a traditional Skittle guy, the wild yeah, berry. That's like yeah. the purple
I'm bougie,
pack.
I'm bougie, yeah.
Yes. I'm in agreement.
That's like a during the game, like you'll snack on the Skittles.
Yeah, I'll just like.
Okay.
You know, I'm glad you relieved that, because that would have been a follow up. I would have been like, hold on a second, which Skittles? Everybody thinks that it's always one, but you got variety out there, so I yeah. love that. All right, Red Bulls and Skittles. Every
yeah. I don't know. It might be terrible diet, but
what a coach! I love it, Seb. Thank you so much for joining us today on Attacking Third. We appreciate you taking the time at the start of the preseason here to join us. Best of luck in the upcoming regular season. And thank you to everybody for joining us and listening along to our interview with Coach Hines. And happy Black History Month. Good luck to Orlando Pride. Everyone listening, make sure you download, follow, and subscribe to us anywhere you get your podcast. You can watch us too. Subscribe at youtube.com/attackingthird to get alerts for whenever we go live in our exclusive interviews. For Sandra Herrera, Lisa Roman, and Seb Hines, this was Attacking Third.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.